am Stevie J, and on Fridays, we conclude our busy week with political humorist Bill Melberg from Chicago. Good morning, Bill.
Greetings, Stevie.
Greetings, Diane.
Hello.
And greetings to all of our wonderful listeners at 93.5 and 95.3 FM, as well as to all those fabulous people who are connected to Connect FM via the Internet. I'm delighted to be with all of you at the end of this eventful, and I should add, event-filled
week. Yeah, Bill, why don't you list a few of those events for us?
All right. Well, Stevie and Diane, as you know, we've had the ongoing budget battle in Congress, which is going on right now. There's the Supreme Court contest in Wisconsin. There's the time-limited, scope-limited kinetic military action in Libya, which is how, of course, the White House euphemistically describes what would otherwise be known as the war in Libya. We've had another earthquake in Japan. Mm. The price of gasoline is soaring at the pump. Donald Trump's poll numbers are surging in the presidential sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. A new crew was launched to the International Space Station this week. Arnold Schwarzenegger launched his new career. Whew, I'm running out of breath. And President Obama launched his 2012 re-election campaign on Monday.
Yeah, speaking of President Obama, we now have Mr. Obama on our Connect FM VIP line. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stevie. And Diane. And please excuse me if I cut you off, but I'm about to be called to a meeting of the National Security Council to discuss the time-limited, scope-limited kinetic military action in Libya. Plus, I'm expecting a call from Harry Reid about the budget situation. So if I end our conversation rather abruptly, you'll know why.
Oh, Mr. President, as Bill Melberg just mentioned, you launched your 2012 re-election campaign earlier this week. Sir, isn't this kind of early to be starting your 2012 campaign? I mean, the election's still more than a year and a half away.
Well, Stevie, there's an old saying. The early bird gets the worm. And so we're getting an early start.
Well, yeah, and you started the campaign with a beautifully produced commercial. Let's have a listen.
All right.
Yes, we did.
Today, we celebrate a president that brought Americans together.
Kill Bob Bill! Kill Bob Bill!
Celebrate an end to our dependence on American energy.
The oil you recently discovered off the shores of Brazil, we want to be one of your best customers.
A president with the courage to tell us,
we will not rest.
I will not rest.
We will not rest.
Who consults with key decision makers.
The CEO of BP, I have not spoken to him directly.
To tackle the great challenges of our generation.
And I'm picking Kansas. I think that Kansas has more firepower.
And devised a breakthrough method to honor his promise.
To cut the deficit by half by the end of my first term in office.
Spend more.
We got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
President Obama, 4 more years.
Stevie?
Yeah.
Stevie?
Yeah.
That was not my ad.
Yeah.
In fact, that was a Republican ad.
Yeah.
Made to sound like my ad.
Yeah.
And it was a typical, evil, underhanded Republican thing to do.
Yeah, Mr. President, I apologize. We pulled the wrong clip, sir.
Yes, you did. And I hope you'll play my ad now that you've acknowledged your grievous mistake.
Yeah, we certainly will, Mr. President, and we apologize again, sir. So here's yours.
Well, it seems like the last couple of elections that we've had have been almost kind of turning point campaigns.
Kind of nervous about it. It's like it's coming. Here it is, 2012, the election.
I think it needs to reflect the changes that we've seen in the last 2.5 years. Then we had an underdog senator. You know, nobody thought that he had a chance. And now he's the president.
I just saw the energy and hope that he had for this country. But even though I couldn't exactly vote at the time, I knew that someday I'd be able to help reelect him. And that's what I plan on doing.
We're not leaving it up to chance. We're not leaving it up to, the incumbent, the type of thing. It's an election that we have to win.
And unfortunately, President Obama is one person. He cannot go. Plus, he got a job. You know, we're paying him to do a job, so we can't say, hey, could you just take some time off and come and get us
all President, that's the first minute or so of your ad. I hope you'll forgive us for cutting it short. The first minute pretty much captures the message, sir.
Yes, it does.
Mr. President, you have a year and a half before the election. At that time, do you think you and your team can bring the unemployment rate to under 8% as you promised in your 2008 campaign?
Yes, we can.
And will you be able to close down the detention center at Guantanamo, bring the troops home from Iraq, and end the war in Afghanistan as you promised in 2008?
Yes, we can.
What about the kinetic military action in Libya? Can America get out of that situation before the 2012 election?
Yes, we can.
And can your administration get the skyrocketing deficit under control? Can you stop the flow of red ink? Can you put the government back on track toward balanced budgets?
Yes, we can.
If Donald Trump should win the Republican nomination for president, can you finally produce your birth certificate and put to rest Mr. Trump's criticisms?
Stevie?
Yes, sir?
Remember that meeting I mentioned?
Yeah.
Just started. Got to run. Bye for now.
Well, that was an abrupt ending, but he did warn us that he might have to run, and we thank President Obama, as always, for being with us. And now we turn to the second launch of the week, the launch of Arnold Schwarzenegger's new career, the launch of this incredible show. The former California governor joins us now. Good morning, Governor Schwarzenegger.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Stevie. Hello there, Diane. It's a pleasure to be with both of you again and with all of your listeners. And I'm especially glad to be able to announce my new career right here on Connect FM.
Well, we're all anxious to hear about it. So, sir, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing? We're anxious to know that now that you're no longer the governor of California.
Governor.
Governor of California, sir. What's happening?
Well, Stevie, I tell you what, I give you a little hint. See if you can guess. Here it is.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm drunk to spinach because I eat sweet spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm one of Gazookas, which hates all palookas, what hates honey up and square up. My biffs and I bottom and always outrun them, but none of them get nowhere.
That's Popeye the Sailor theme. Don't tell me, sir, that you're going to become a sailor?
No, Stevie, I'm not going to become a sailor. Let me give you another clue here. Let's try one more, see if you can guess.
Here I come to save the day. That means that mighty mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, mighty mouse will join.
Becoming a mouse?
No, of course not, Stevie. Everybody knows Arnold Schwarzenegger is a man, not a mouse. Even if I did cave into the California legislature every so often. But, speaking of Popeye the Sailor and Mighty Mouse and the California state government, I'm launching my own animated superhero cartoon series. It's called The Governator. All the kids are going to love it, and so will their moms and dads.
Wow, Governor, I was just pulling your leg. I actually heard about the new series earlier this week, although I didn't hear what it was about.
Well, Stevie, as you might guess, it's about me. And the kids are going to see me, the governor, fighting crime and corruption and global warming and deficit spending, all those kinds of things. And we're going to have some guest stars every so often. For example, Larry King has a cameo role as a reporter in the first episode. You hear him right at the beginning almost. And maybe we can even have you and Diane sometimes, to have you guys as the guest. That would be fun.
It would be, sir. But tell me, how does it feel to be a cartoon character?
Stevie, it feels wunderbar. Wonderful. I'm being introduced to a whole new generation who might have missed me, during my time when I was in the governor's office. And even though I'm getting a little older and perhaps just a little flabbier, as a cartoon character, I will always look the same, no matter how many cookies I eat. So I think it's really terrific to be doing my voice for the cartoons and letting the cartoonists do the rest of me. And, I know we can't see the cartoons on the radio, but I thought your Connect FM listeners might enjoy hearing just a bit of the first episode. So here, with your permission, is a clip from my new cartoon series, The Governator. Let's roll it.
It has been an honor to have served you for these past 8 years. But now, I must say goodbye.
Governor, will you be returning to your life as a movie star?
No, Larry. I've had a great career, as you know, as a bodybuilder, as an actor, and as a politician. Now I'm going to be a private citizen once again. I won't be back.
Wow. I mean, I've got to be very honest. That sounds exciting. It really does.
But Stevie, let me tell you something. It is exciting. And I tell you something else.
Yes, sir.
It's educational, too. Because in the one cartoon show, the kids can learn about bodybuilding and good government. All in the, it was the same time. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Fast action, good values. The Governator has it all.
Well, Governator, we wish you all the best with your new cartoon career, and I can't wait until Saturday mornings to see you in action.
Dankeschön, Stevie. See you soon in my cartoon.
And we'll be back right after these exciting super messages. Joining us now for a quick word about the budget and the budget battle is our friend John McCain. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend.
So is the federal government going to shut down at midnight tonight, Senator?
Well, Stevie, my friend, even if the government were to shut down, it would not be the end of the world. As Calvin Coolidge once said, or maybe it was Thomas Paine, that government which governs least governs best.
Actually, it might have been Henry David Thoreau, sir.
Well, whoever said it, a government that's doing nothing isn't hurting anyone.
Yeah.
That's the best part about Congress when it's out of session, Stevie. It can't raise your taxes.
Well, Senator McCain, I'm sure you'll have a lot more to say about this the next time we talk, but that's all the time we have for you at the moment. So thank you, sir, for joining us.
Well, thank you, my friend. And by the way, who was Henry David Thoreau? Wasn't he a pitcher for the Cardinals back in the 50s?
No, it would have been the 1850s if he was, but he wasn't. Henry David Thoreau was a poet, sir.
A pilot?
No, a poet.
Well, whatever. If he'd been a Navy pilot, I might have known him. Anyhow, see you next time, Stevie.
And now we turn to our friend, political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, I understand Popeye, which we played a little clip from that earlier in the program, Popeye the sailor has a special significance for you? Is that what I understand?
Well, yes, he does, Stevie. You see, Popeye the Sailor Man was the first impersonation I ever did. Of course, I was just a little kid at the time, and I don't think I was very good at doing Popeye. But that's how I got my start in the impression biz, doing Popeye the Sailor Man. I didn't eat my spinach, though.
I bet you, what did your parents say? Were they laughing at you, or?
I think they thought I was nuts. My mom just kept saying, you know, if you want to be like Popeye, eat your spinach. My dad was more like Brutus. Pluto. I was more like Wimpy.
And olive oil. We loved olive oil.
Oh, wasn't she beautiful?
I never understood what they were fighting over. Come on, guys. Bill Melberg, you can learn about Bill at aneveningwiththepresidents.com and aneveningwiththepresidents.com. And boy, I tell you, there's no lack of headlines these days, buddy. Boy, it's unbelievable out there. And we love putting a funny spin on it at the end of the week because you know what? What do you used to say about the fact that we have that right to laugh here and we can go on laughing? Is a great.
We enjoy the ability to laugh at our leaders and not only to earn a living doing that, but to go on living doing that.
That's exactly right.
Which they don't do, let's say, in Libya.
Yeah, right. You get a chance to go on living. Hey, buddy, thanks for your time as always.
Ask you well, well.
You can go to myconnectfm.com later today and hear a podcast of this episode and past episodes. And just go to myconnectfm.com where you also can click on that icon and make that first pitch in St. Louis. And they're coming in some great entries. And we certainly want to give you that opportunity. If somebody you might know would say, hey, you know, tell your friends, we had an entry from Chicago. I think some are coming from out of town. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. You know, you can enter.
Okay.
It's open to everybody. And you need to make your pitch to make the first pitch in St. Louis and go to myconnectfm.com for all the details. And that way you'll have a chance when we head to St. Louis and have a fabulous time May 30th for Memorial Day. It's going to be really, really be fun down there. We're excited about it. Diane, we're going to listen for you later.
Enjoy the day.